Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. We continue our discussion today about healing through mercy and forgiveness. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's return to Matthew 18:23-35. Here we find the parable of the king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him, who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Moved with compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. You see, our offenses against each other are finite, regardless of their level of seriousness. We are called to have compassion on and forgive others as God has compassion on and forgives us. Returning to the gospel, he seized him and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe." Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, "Be patient with me and I will pay you back." Yes, be patient. This is what we are called to be with each other, to be merciful, forgiving, patient. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. We can clearly grasp the injustice in the lack of forgiveness here, where the debtor, who had been forgiven an impossibly huge amount, refused to forgive his fellow servant a comparatively small sum. Mercilessly holding a grudge, demanding restitution, venting his rage and bitterness, and choking him. Now, When his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. Do we not often become disturbed when we encounter injustice involving others? Yes, we become disturbed. But we tend to be slow in noticing our own unjust actions. Returning to the gospel, his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. Yes, it can be very costly indeed, but we have the irrefutable obligation to forgive everything in a heartfelt way. You see, this is the primary condition of us receiving mercy. This forgiveness should be immediate and with no limit on the number of times we forgive. Then Peter, approaching him, asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Oh no. Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Matthew 18:21-22. In other words, to infinity. Who and what must we forgive? Who and what must you forgive? Everyone and everything. Are there any exceptions? No, none. Is there any offense exempt from our forgiveness? No, none. No. Why? Because God stands ready to forgive you, to forgive anyone and everyone for the worst imaginable sin, no exceptions, no matter how many times, if we only repent and accept that beautiful forgiveness. This is the essence of mercy. Mercy has no limits. Mercy has no limits. God's mercy is infinite. We must strive to be people of mercy, to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. So be perfect just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Let me tell you, we release ourselves from bondage when we forgive. When we forgive, we gain peace and happiness. Are you holding back your forgiveness from someone right now? Well, if you are, you are in bondage. You see, forgiveness is dependent on us, not on the person we are forgiving, even though that person may not care less that we are forgiving him or her. This type of forgiveness is divine and takes more than we can muster on our own. It's impossible for us to muster on our own. We need the divine help of the Holy Spirit, which is always readily available to us. Quoting Romans 7:21-25. So then, I discover the principle that when I want to do right, evil is at hand. For I take delight in the law of God in my inner self, but I see in my members another principle at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Miserable one that I am. Who will deliver me from this mortal body? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, I myself, with my mind, serve the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin. So, How can we be perfect? Only through grace. Only through Jesus Christ, our Lord, as the great Saint Paul has counseled us. I believe that the need for forgiveness toward others is a major reason why we need a strong prayer life. We need the grace to rise above our fallen human nature, which is so quick to be unmerciful and hold on to grudges and bitterness. We tend to want to seize and choke the one who offended us. He had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. You see, the one we really put in prison, the one who really goes to prison, the one who ends up in a jail cell, sometimes in solitary confinement, the one we really put in prison is ourself, when we refuse to forgive. But when we have mercy, we are set free. We need grace in order to be transformed into Jesus, in whom we are gifted with the capacity to decide, although extremely difficult, to forgive others. This is necessary. This is a must. I am convinced that serious illnesses such as cancer, other serious adversities, crosses, tragedies, disasters, crushing weights, heal us by providing us with the additional fortification we need to be persons of mercy. Persons of mercy. Are you a person of mercy? Cancer and other terrible tragedies in life help us to come to know ourselves better, to recognize how imperfect and sinful we have been, to see the plank, or in my case, the railroad tire, or should I say, the redwood tree in my own eye, and to realize how needy I really am and how needy I am for God's mercy. We are also healed in our understanding of how ready God is with his healing balm of forgiveness toward us, and how beloved we are by our Heavenly Father of mercies. Let's look at Luke 7:36 to 50. A Pharisee invited him to dine with them, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now, there was a sinful woman in the city who learned he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Are we not all sinners? Sinners in need of God's mercy. Are we not all that sinful man or woman in the city, or the country, or wherever it may be, but we seek Jesus out because we need his mercy? Well, we will continue our discussion about this sinful woman, this sublime, beautiful passage from Luke that God has given us for our benefit, that God has given us for your benefit. So we'll be right back to talk more about healing through mercy and forgiveness. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion about healing through mercy and forgiveness, and we pick up on the beautiful gospel of Luke 7, 36 to 50, about the so-called sinful woman bringing an alabaster flask of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. She then wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with ointment. Our sentiments and tears of love and sorrow for our failings, for our sins, are truly an ointment that consoles the merciful heart of Jesus. He loves to be consoled by you when you bring your sins to him in the beautiful sacrament of confession, so that he can pour his mercy out upon you. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Mercy. May we all be healed from our tendency to judge others. Only God knows and understands the complete tapestry of each individual's life, complex life, including his or her culpability or lack thereof. Besides, we have a lifetime of tough, difficult work ahead of us, surmounting our own imperfections by crowding them out with our own growth in virtue by the grace of God." And I expound upon an insight from the great venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. How did this Pharisee know the type of woman this was anyway? What was his history of contribution toward her, quote, sinfulness? Did he check the blank in his own eye before condemning this contrite woman who stood very much higher in Jesus' eyes than he did? Yes, Jesus was most certainly a prophet, the source of all true prophets. He knew who in the room was the person most in need of conversion, and it was not the woman. How does Jesus answer? With one of his parables, of course. The beauty of parables is that each one contains an infinity of helpful, truthful nuances as well as divine guidance, since they are the very word of God. Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And we should all reply to Jesus, as did the Pharisee Simon. We all have a bit of Pharisee in us that needs to be purged and healed. Simon said, "Tell me, teacher, when you speak my name, Lord Jesus, please give me the grace to listen." So returning to the gospel, Jesus said, "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more? Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." You see, we all have debts that need to be brought to Jesus our Lord so that they may surely, certainly be forgiven, be readily forgiven. Some larger, some smaller, but all much more than we can resolve on our own, since we have indebted ourselves through sin against the infinite. So we are all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat, so to speak. The SS sinner. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Listen, do you see this woman?" He said, "Do you see this woman?" This is such a powerful statement, a profound statement. Do you see this woman? Do we really see our fellow man as he truly is? A beloved, unique, unrepeatable child of our Heavenly Father, a connected brother or sister weighed down with countless troubles and, like us, desiring perfect love? Or do we see our neighbors as objects or obstacles to what we want? Adversities and prayer are powerful means of helping us to see our neighbor as Jesus sees him or her, with compassion, with truth, mercy, empathy, and deep love. Returning to the gospel, listen. "When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." We find here another example of God's ways not being our ways. How his ways are, as a rule, if we can find a rule that applies to God, 180 degrees reverse of our ways. Here, he is telling us that the one who was the greater sinner is now the greater lover. What love and hope this inspires in me, and I pray inspires in you. This passage has personally given me immense consolation and hope over the years, because I have been such a great sinner. I have. He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." What incredible peace these words bring when they are spoken by Jesus. Yes, Jesus is merciful, and God's love endures forever, Psalm 136:1, toward anyone who will accept it. I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today. at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. Cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion of healing through mercy and forgiveness. Oh, what peace and joy are won by the blood of Jesus. May we never despair, never despair. Mercy is always available. We need only take advantage of the opportunity to admit our misery and take advantage of this awesome gift of mercy and forgiveness while we live and have the opportunity. If you are Catholic, do not be afraid to go to confession this week. How about today? Oh, what peace you will experience in this sublime sacrament of mercy. May I share with you a brief story, very much to the point, of mercy. My 8-year-old daughter, Shayla, was poorly behaved one day. The next morning, I said something to her to the effect of, "Should you ever behave that way again, I will still love you. I will always love you. There is nothing you can do to make me stop loving you. Always and forever." She melted, smiled angelically, and gave me a beautiful hug. Is this not how our Heavenly Father of Mercies deals with us? How he deals with you, his beloved child. And that's what you are. Believe it, you are the beloved child of your Heavenly Father. I wish I could tell you that I always interact this beautiful way with my children, but I often fail. But what a beautiful thing it is when we can mirror our Heavenly Father's unconditional love to others. And we can do this whenever we turn to the help of the Holy Spirit, who is always present, always desiring to help us. The Holy Spirit is the sweet guest of your soul. Turn to him often. No, we don't have to call him to come. He's already there. We just need to be more constantly aware of his ever-present help and divine love in our soul. And may Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers, pouring it all out in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today and for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I am sure you'll be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart. And why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. God, love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.